Today, in 1933, in a New York City recording studio, Tex Ritter records his first two singles, Rye Whiskey and Goodbye Old Paint. Today, in 1950, Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs is released by Mercury Records. It becomes a bluegrass standard and the theme to Warren Beatty's 1967 film, Bonnie and Clyde. Today, in 1975, Freddie Fender's iconic song, Before the Next Teardrop Falls, reaches number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart. Such a good song, too. Today in 1998, Garth Brooks gets put in a San Diego Padres spring training game as a pinch runner for Wally Joyner. Garth gets forced out on a double play. Today in 2005, Dierks Bentley's debut self-titled album goes platinum, and we're remembering the birthday of Country Hall of Fame member Carl Smith, born today in 1927 in Maynardville, Tennessee. He releases over 30 hit singles during the 1950s, including Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way, Don't Just Stand There, and Hey Joe. And that's your 60 seconds of country music history for March 15th. I'm Andrew Michael.